Wishing you a beautiful sachet and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. I hope you've been enjoying this topic of self-sabotage all this month. And as we reach the midpoint of the month, I wanted firstly to just check in and see how you're getting on. Have you been learning much from what we've covered? This week has been a little bit more quieter in terms of teachings. It's been more getting you to reflect on your goals and your emotional self. But please do let me know by text or email what aspects of self-sabotage you'd like to look at, or what maybe you're struggling with a little bit more and can't get a handle on, just so that I can cover everything that you want over this month. On Thursday night, I taught a beautiful class which covered really a full moon ceremony. And it was just such a powerful class. We did meditation, we did releasing exercises, we did a beautiful water ritual, grounding meditations, visualizations, and making space for what we wanted to bring in. And it really got me thinking about this full moon energy, which is all about releasing. So even though the full moon was on Thursday night, early Friday morning, we're still continuing to feel the energy of it. And when we're looking at self-sabotage, it may be something that we want to release or heal from our life. So the first thing you need to do is, and I would really encourage you to do this today, is look at what aspects of self-sabotage you want to release. Write it down and write the statement, I now release and I'm in the process of letting go of, and then you can write down whatever you like. So I now release and I am in the process of letting go of. So it could be elements of self-sabotage like procrastination, which is stopping yourself from doing the things that you want or putting it off until tomorrow. Another thing could be is how you speak to yourself. And we've talked about this a good bit, sabotaging yourself in that way. Another thing could be just not committing to yourself or devoting that time to yourself, which we talked about at the start of the week. Another thing could be just telling yourself that you're not good enough and believing that fully and using that then as something to beat yourself up with. And another part of self-sabotage is actually excuses. So what excuses do you give yourself? What reasons do you tell yourself you can't do things, but you know that you're using these reasons to cover the real excuses that you're using? So I'd love you to do this exercise today. So again, writing down, I now release and I am ready to, I release and I am in the process of letting go of the following, and write them down. We're going to continue on this exercise tomorrow with about what we're going to make space for. But it really is a powerful exercise. I would highly encourage you to do that and utilize the energy of the full moon that is still around us at the moment. So I wish you a beautiful Saturday and have a great day.